Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, that's right. You're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank, and Pan Jingyi, who's standing in for Ryan, who's on leave.
All right, Jingyi, this morning on The Bigger Picture, you'll be speaking with Jeff Ng, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. What are you guys going to cover?
Yeah, so quite a lot of focus, I think, you know, on fiscal stimulus, on growth, on recovery, and likewise with Jeff, we're exploring that for Singapore.
Economists, we're talking about the 2020 GDP down 5.8% year-on-year, slightly better than expected reading compared with professional forecasters' 6.0 drop. And I understand they're expecting it to pick up to 5.5% for this year.
Yeah, I think it's a good number, 5% growth for Singapore, if, well, that really materializes, and falling on a little bit on the upper end, I could say, for compared to the MTI's expectation, about 4 to 6%. So, you know, that altogether, what's going to mean for the economy, for the labor market, employment. We'll speak to Jeff.
All right, Jeff Ng, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Jeff, good morning. Thanks a lot for taking the time.
Hi, good morning to all, and thanks for having me.
Well, good morning, Jeff. So first, I think, you know, it's you know, we saw that number 5.5% in December that came through, but of course Q4 GDP came in better than expected. So just really want to get a bit of a sense from you, like, what is your 2021 GDP forecast? And especially, you know, relating to the labour market, I think that's what every Singaporean will be concerned about. Will it come down from that 3.6% printed in Q3 2020, which had also been the highest since in over a decade?
Yes, indeed. So for us, we are expecting Singapore's GDP in 2021 to grow 6.3%, and I think there's still some upside risk if everything goes well, but definitely we do have some downside risk as well. I think growth is probably, you know, inflated by the fact that last year was a year with a very low base effect, but I think we may struggle to get back to, you know, pre-pandemic GDP levels until the end of 2021. In terms of the unemployment rate and the labor market, though, I think it's maybe prudent to be a bit more cautious. I think for now, the worst may be over at the end of last year. But I think for now, we don't expect, you know, increases in the from the current, you know, 3.5 to 4 range. But I think, you know, the unemployment rate could still remain pretty elevated for now and coming off slowly, gradually over the course of the year.
So, Jeff, not to put you on the spot, but 6.3% you were saying for 2021 expectation, is this predicated on more reopenings or vaccinations, mass inoculations?
Yes, absolutely. So I think a few things that we are watching out for. One is on the vaccination rates all around the world, as well as in, for Singapore. And I think alongside the phase three of the reopening, I think we see increased economic activity levels compared to that of last year. But still, I think, of course, there's still downside risk. For instance, if there's more clusters that may pop up from the COVID-19, that may also derail a little bit of the reopening of more and more sectors. So that may also weigh on the GDP recovery.
Right, so watch the inoculation rate. Now, just want to get your sense of from you on the, well, policy trajectory, monetary policy trajectory to be precise. Now, I've seen this story run by Bloomberg, really was suggesting that the Singapore Central Bank, the MAS, may actually ease again in 2021. And that sounds a bit counterintuitive compared to, you know, what you just mentioned, that you're expecting better growth for 2021. So just want to get a sense of where do you think the MAS will land this year, and you know, in turn for the Sing dollar outlook, we've seen the Sing dollar strongest against the USD in this uptrend itself since 2018. So what's your take on that as well?
I think we can't draw any changes or any kind of decisions from MAS at the moment. For now, our core scenario is that the Monetary Authority of Singapore keeps its policy trajectory on hold in April, but I think at the same time, it's also contingent on the fact that inflation will pick up and recover to positive territory. So if it doesn't, I think there's more risk of them easing. At the same time, I think you know, Singapore will likely continue to use a lot of fiscal stimulus to support GDP growth. We expect about 1.5 to 2.5% of GDP in terms of the fiscal deficit for the fiscal year 2021. So I think if the reliance continues to be on fiscal policy, I don't think there's much needed for monetary policy to continue to support the economy.
And to get your Sing dollar outlook?
Yes, I think our dollar Sing outlook will be more, you know, Sing strengthening compared to the US dollar. But the Sing may underperform other currencies because the NIR is, in fact, you know, compared to a basket of currencies that Singapore trades a lot with. So we forecast about, you know, just below 1.29 by the end of the year. That's contingent on dollar weaknesses. But at the same time, I think we do expect the Sing dollar to, let's say, lag behind the rally, for instance, from the renminbi.
So Jeff Ng from Senior Treasury Strategies with HL Bank expressing, looking at the 1.29 as an ending figure for dollar Sing to end of this year. Now, Jeff, we discussed all of this and given the macro backdrop, I'm just curious as to see where do you think, you know, growth is really going to pick up in 2021? And specifically, I think a lot of people have seen manufacturing faring well, but will the services sector be able to recover the way that we've seen China perhaps did, as shown in their Q4 GDP?
Yeah, I think see three categories. One is manufacturing and modern services still expected to outperform, and externally oriented kind of services sector still underperforming because of how COVID-19 is still, being spread around the world. I think one key swing factor will be the domestic-oriented services sector. These include, I think, sectors that have reopened a lot. So I think, for instance, retail sales, if a lot of the shops continue to be open and the domestic activity is there, I think that we could start to see some recovery and better numbers coming up from them. And I think this could be the swing factor towards growth compared to the poor performances last year. But I think we still need, you know, for instance, the global economy to recover properly for sectors like wholesale and retail trade to eventually recover.
Right, so some dependency on the external lag recovery. Now, Jeff, just want to discuss prices as well. You know, we look at inflation, but specifically for Singapore, I think there's been quite a bit of attention perhaps on housing prices, residential, retail, office space, all of which. So where do you think, you know, perhaps we are going on these different categories?
I think so far, residential housing prices have been resilient. They've been on the uptrend. And I think there's some talk by, for instance, our Deputy Prime Minister, Heng Swee Keat, that, they continue to watch out very closely for this. For other segments like retail, office, they've been pretty much hit by this pandemic and the resulting reduction in economic activity levels. I think in terms of real estate, we are relatively positive, especially on the retail and office front. And this could be the sector that will gradually recover, especially if COVID-19 continues to be well contained in Singapore.
Right. So, Jeff, one last one, quick one. What do you think are the biggest risks that you see for 2021 for Singapore and perhaps for the region?
I think for Singapore, it continues to be the pandemic because we've seen increased clusters lately. And I think in terms of external risks, this will continue to be dominant. So I think we'll watch out for US-China relations, as well as, for instance, the risk of any policy mistakes from the major economies.
All right, we've been speaking with Jeff Ng, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Jeff, as always, thanks for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.